What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. betonline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. betonline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. It is March 3rd, 2023. I am back from Toronto. Got lots of stuff to talk to you guys about. It's the post-Raw show. As you see, back with Bet Online. Man, it was a good weekend for them as well. They hit me up and they're like, hey, why are these lines for Drew McIntyre moving? Is he going to win this match? And I said, you're good to go. Definitely didn't get that betting advice from Fightful, but one that you did get, a lock pick, which we are 100% on, Tiffany Stratton, Trish Stratus. And you may say, well, gee, Sean, that was obvious. Yeah, that's why they're lock picks. Put your money down on them. Make a little bit of money. Maybe our great partner Bet Online doesn't appreciate me saying that, but hey, Samoa Joe at World's End, Switchblade Jay White at Full Gear 2024, Rey Mysterio at Mania, Josh Alexander, I believe, Bound for Glory, Danielson at All Out and All In, Mariah May All In, Stratton at Money in the Bank, Swerve and Danielson at Forbidden Door, all some of our lock picks at Bet Online that we've made. And if you're going, well, hey, hold on a second. They allow you to bet on wrestling? Yeah, they do, because they're the best, by God. The absolute best. Bet Online. Man, I bet they're going to have some great prop odds heading into Mania as well. But, man, I'm here. Look, my dude Luis here, the man behind the deal. He brokered it, by God. But let's talk about WWE Monday Night Raw. And, man, there's an awful lot to get into. Leave a thumbs up on this video. Leave a comment on this video. Send in a super chat, a humper chat, if you want to interact with us directly. We would greatly appreciate if you guys did that. It would mean a lot if you did. We are publicly funded by you guys. And our dude Luis at Bet Online. Thankful to them. Because, I mean, man, we really get to integrate wrestling content into our ads thanks to Bet Online. But I even saw them live tweeting the Oscars during that process. But we got plenty to talk about. Some quick plugs for our YouTube channel here at youtube.com/Fightful. I've got a new series that dropped today. I filmed it, edited it, put it together all myself, which, listen, I ain't a video editor. Not me, not this guy. But it's a series I've wanted to do for a very long time. And when the day comes, hopefully years from now, that I no longer get scoops or accurate info, this is the type of thing I'm going to lean into. But I did a video of which I called SRS BTS. But one of our great readers, who I'm going to shout out in a moment, said that we should call it Interview, which is pretty good one. But it's us taking a look behind the scenes at our first in-person interview with MJF, how we ran into Hangman Page, how he cursed out a fan, how a security guard kicked us off the floor, the technical errors that went in there. I have loved the reaction to this video. It makes me very happy. Like, you guys know, I don't do a lot of videos like that. We're going to start. We've got the Fightful Presents. We've got this going. And I'm just, it makes me really happy to see that the work that I put into this, which was a very, very late night, is paying off a little bit. Makes me happy. The algorithm doesn't favor us. But while I was in Toronto, we also filmed, like, I think 6 or 7 videos with Jimmy Van. So some of you may or may not know this, but Jimmy Van is the owner of the most complete collection of LJN figures, like, in the world. He spent at great cost, by the way. But we did a video on that, I want to say 6 years ago, and that's before I was into collecting. So what we did now was like 6 or 7 different videos looking at LJN Black cards, prototypes, the deal he made with Matt Cardona, some Rimcos, all kinds of cool stuff. Those will be coming to this channel. If you're not subscribed, go ahead and do that. Shout out to our friend. He is on YouTube at BadRobot2342, who suggested that phenomenal name for a series. But lots of interviews this week as well. Got Robert Stone, Mark Briscoe, and Francesca Eastwood. And if that name sounds a little bit familiar to you, that is the daughter of Clint Eastwood. I interviewed her as she is playing Mae Young in the new movie Queen of the Ring, of which we discussed how she actually discovered Mae Young's more recent work before her older work. And I got to kind of break the news to her, the 20-year-old news, that WWE did a parody of her father's movie, Dirty Harry, which she was very excited to check out. But we got WWE Raw to talk about as well. But I haven't done a proper YouTube Elimination Chamber review. I talked about it at length on the Fightful Select Q&A show today. And I'll talk a little bit about it. I'll do a speed run of my Elimination Chamber thoughts. One of my big criticisms of WWE has been their women's division and underneath feuds, not for the title. I think that they've done a pretty good job of setting up some of those. Now, I was hopeful, nothing against Io Sky at all. Love her. One of my favorite performers to watch. I was really hoping for a Rhea Bianca one-on-one clash. I ain't going to complain about Io Sky being involved. not me. That's a good adjustment or quote-unquote problem to have there. But Jade Naomi looks to be set. Bayley Roxanne looks to be continuing. That I am very excited for. Raquel, Liv, and then you've got the maybe Alexa and Nikki. Good. Something happening with the tag team division. Glad about that. Kevin and Sammy, they killed it. Kevin Owens specifically requested real barbed wire. I don't know what to say about that beyond that man requested it. But the Trish-Tiffany match, I think that Trish should have got the pin. Fine. Loved their gear. Men's Elimination Chamber match was incredible. Set the stage for a number of feuds. Damian Priest is up 2-0 effectively on Drew McIntyre. They are going to have a show-stealing type of show out, I think, there. CM Punk. Whew. Buddy, I can't wait to talk about that promo tonight. But the turn. I'll give you my few criticisms before I heap glowing praise on that segment and give you guys an explanation on another thing. But my only criticisms, and I mentioned this on Twitter, it was like Kevin Dunn style camera cuts. When you go back and watch that, it was like 20 cuts in 40 seconds. And I'm like, man, let that breathe. Now, fortunately, we saw it 74 times tonight. So we got to see every angle. We got to see it breathe, all that stuff. To me, it didn't do anything to like harm the legacy of this great moment that we witnessed, just a preference that I would have liked. I will give you a good example. My favorite camera work in wrestling history is Maven eliminating Undertaker. Go back and see, and you'll see what I mean. There weren't crowd shots. There weren't a lot of crazy zooms, cuts. it was the people's faces telling the story, and you could tell in the background and audibly what was going on. But phenomenal moment. And I got to shout out my friend Mona, who was there doing the presser. And I believe you can find her at The One Mona. Might want to type in The One Mona Wrestling. She did an interview with Cody Rhodes recently, but she asked a very sensible, like sort of out of kayfabe, sort of in kayfabe question. And it was, what if Cody said yes? And how did you know Cena was going to win? Right? Like Cena got into this match by not qualifying. He said, you know, I haven't won a match in a long time. So that is something that I feel like now, if it wasn't something that they were going to approach, it's something they have to now, especially with The Rock proclaiming that he is a quote unquote long gamer. Now, I don't know how long the game was. It was told to me, like, I don't know necessarily if that was a specific plan by Bad Blood, but he was hoping to be involved at some point, obviously. He's on the board. But I can tell you that dating back nearly 2 months, they had planned for Travis Scott to be involved in something pretty significant. I don't know if like it was the Raw Netflix premiere, they knew he would be involved in this, but it wasn't much long after that. I think that by the time like we saw, I think by mid-January, they kind of knew that. So a thing that I got some flack for, was the rundown on Saturday. Now, listen, we can only report what is listed. This is not me saying, this is the order it's going to be and it'll never change. That's why we list subject to change. I would imagine that the people that are watching this are smart enough to realize that. But Peter Rosenberg even mentioned on his podcast, Cheap Heat, which I really recommend this week's edition, he witnessed talent being told, oh, hey, The Rock and Cody are going on last. Like, he witnessed that change. Now, I want to be clear. Fightful has never reported that was a last-minute change. To those involved, it was the end. Like, there was no other place for it to be, right? You couldn't do that before Elimination Chamber, but they were doing it in order to protect the secret. And I had people acting like I should be mad or apologize over that. They should be doing that. They know that I get these rundowns. I've posted over 600 of them. Why would they not switch that stuff up? I ain't mad at that. That's the game. They try to switch stuff up. I try to figure out why. And when they do switch stuff up, I got to figure out the how and why. But it wasn't difficult to figure out the how and why when that happened. So, yeah, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. What a moment. Now, Trevor Dame had posted on Twitter, like, this is truly a generational moment because you have to have that much equity built up. And it's something that Bianca brought up last week when I asked her at Media Day if she would turn heel. She said, it has to be something substantial because I want to be a heel that even I don't like. And she said, the longer I'm a babyface, the more equity I build up. So, you know, I saw a lot of people say, well, it should have been Cody that turned heel on Cena's final run. I disagree with that because people have been asking Cody to do that for years. And now Cody's got a solid... How long has it been since he's been a heel? Like 2018, right? And he's been a heel before. But Cody has a solid 8 years of equity. He's as hot as he's ever been. He's a baby face doing what he loves to do. And in about 5-10 years, when he does it, it'll be big. And I'll tell you guys this. There was a person in AEW that was talking about Cena's last run with me. And they laid it out and they're like, I really think that Cena should turn heel. And this is like a month ago. They're like, because you can't ever do it again. It's like, yeah, you can't. The time is now. And I thought it was phenomenally executed. I know a lot of people had issues with Travis Scott. I didn't. That guy's a major star. The WWE Raw theme song is the number one single in the country. You know, I mean, I don't have an issue at all. At all. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We'll be talking about that and a lot more. DNC Digital says, great Q&A today. Been enjoying the subscription. Man, I love it. I love connecting with you guys, especially this week when I got people shitting on me because I had posted a tweet a while back saying, yeah, you know, if you want to apologize for me saying that there was no point of The Rock showing up at Bad Blood and he was just getting on screen, I forgive easily. And then they were terrible to me about that, kind of reinforced my point. And if you took that seriously, I don't know what to tell you. But interacting with the Fightful Select audience has been wonderful, very wonderful. Sir Brendo says, would love to see more shows from the other studios. So the other studio is like right over here. I'll give you guys a little behind the scenes there. If I have a moderator or a producer like I do with Luis right now, I'm more likely to do those. But just because I got home yesterday, I didn't want to take my stuff all the way over there. DNC Digital says, look out for a quote from the Brick Savage about their AEW Collision appearance. They defended their absolute championship at Combat Cult yesterday. Okay, I will do that. Saeed Suka says, Papa H unloaded the clip, all hits, no misses lately. I mean, I would say some of the women's undercards been misses. Some of it's been misses. Ever done a studio tour? Once I get this thing cleaned up, man. Jay Gorels, I want to shout out In the Weeds, which I think is the best morning wrestling show out there. We have it on Fightful Overbooked. It says, I like Joe and Jeremy's reason for Travis being there. He's a star, and you can be rolling around with stars. Where you go, Cody. Yeah. Yeah. So Alexander Superchump says, am I the only one that thinks The Rock holding fingers is targets and not members? Went 3-2. Cody was the first. So that's open to interpretation. And I can tell you what somebody in WWE told me. Because initially, of course, I'm asking, okay, he did the 1-2-3. He did the throat slit and he did the throat slit again. They're like, well, okay. And I want to be clear here. The Rock's creative is very close to the vest by far. I find out like when he's going to be at shows. Like I've broken that like 3 or 4 times. But as far as like what he's going to do that night, that type of stuff rarely emerges. And I mean, that's because some of it is him just coming out and saying stuff you don't expect or doing stuff you don't expect. But I asked if it was supposed to be the John Cena hand signal. And people that I talked to claimed that they had never heard that. The throat slit, probably an intentionally vague thing. I'm going to wait, see how like some of these interviews come out and people will start to tell these stories, especially The Rock, because he seems to be at least fairly transparent about some of that. But when he came out of Bad Blood, that wasn't even going to happen until a few days before, because that's when they had told, or within a few weeks before rather, because that's when they started to say, okay, we're going to have Cody and Roman on last, and Punk and Drew were definitively told that they wouldn't be closing the show. But also creative had been told, yeah, he's likely not wrestling Mania. Come up with creative plans without him. That being said, like when The Rock comes in and gets involved with this Cena Cody stuff. Well, I mean, Cody Cena was already the plan. That was going to be the plan from about like November, as far back as I know on. So it's not like he's running in and screwing up people's creative or anything for WrestleMania. In fact, I think he's greatly accentuating it by being involved with it. The selling your soul thing looked very weird and corny on the surface, but The Rock claims he's a long gamer. I won't necessarily doubt him. However, I don't know that everything involved in this has been meticulously planned out as far back as Bad Blood. Like 1-2-3 people saying that he threw up the Cena signal. That did not happen. But the throat slit, all that. So I feel like he's smart enough to understand that there are things that he can do that he can tie back in later, even if he doesn't have a complete picture of what it is that is going to happen. But what happened? Holy shit. That was just unbelievable. Cadillac Carson says, you know anything about John Cena getting a new theme song? Hope it's My Time Is Now in a minor key. We don't want anything in a minor, but I hope it's Untouchables. I love the Untouchables theme that he did years ago. I mean, that's just a really, really good song. Our dude Tantalizing Tony in the chat. Wonderful gentleman who I've met a few times. His own daughter has him blocked on Instagram, by the way. Feel like you guys should know that. His own co-host has him blocked. Shout out to Analyzing Tony. KE775 says, if we don't see Becky next week, do you think it's safe to say that she's coming back for Raw after Mania? P.S. Hopefully she's not involved in Punk versus Seth. I think Seth needs to win that match himself. That one could have been applied to this first segment that we will talk about. But let's Tony. The Becky thing, all I had heard was that there was creative thrown her direction a while back, and I didn't hear anything else. That's been a while, and that she signed. I'm not ready to say, oh, well, she'll be back at the Raw after Mania if she doesn't show up in the coming weeks. I'm not ready to say that just yet. I mean, Bianca is getting a title shot, but my thing is, like, Becky has already faced all those people. I'd like to see her face Lyra or something. Vin says, you think companies should stop doing these pressers? Rock, Triple H, and Tony spend all night fluffing their own creative. I mean, Vin, all due respect, that's what they're for those companies. Like, I know, and I certainly understand that a lot of people, they watch those press conferences, which are more than anything media conferences at this point. You have content creators like my friend Muscle Man Malcolm, who's asking The Rock for his Waffle House order, which got millions of views. And that's the content he does. But if you're WWE and AEW, like, you're not doing these to answer questions about Janelle Grant or Vince McMahon or AEW about, you know, BJ Whitmer's victim, Jamie Hahn, or anybody like that. That's not why you're doing these press conferences. You're doing them to talk about your own product and to effectively promote your own product. So that's what they want to do. It is their content. So no, I wouldn't stop doing them if I were them, especially if you can get people that are willing to ask that stuff. I will say this, just let us know if this shit's going to be in kayfabe or not. What is Def Rebel's status in WWE? Not fired? I have not heard an update on Def Rebel at all. At all. Let's talk about this absolutely fire promo and series of segments that unfolded. I would say that CM Punk was in rare form. I wouldn't say, like, historically rare form, because he's great at this as well. But this is one of my favorite CM Punk promos of all time. Now, it's funny because Fightful, among absolute idiots, has a reputation for hating CM Punk for some reason, because we just reported about him getting into fights. I don't know what to tell you. He's one of my favorite performers of all time. This is one of my favorite CM Punk promos ever. This got me fired up. He knows how to motivate. He knows how to get people talking. He knows how to make The Rock's eyebrow perk up. Cog says, the Punk promo to start the show, crying emoji. He made me proud to be from Chicago, man. What an insane start, and one of the only good crowd reactions all night. And, whew, boy, was this good. The guy he ended up fighting all night long, ended up being like his third target, right? He was talking about The Rock and how much The Rock pisses him off. He's like, you talk about how much you leave it, you come out, you rub your goosebumps and all that stuff, and then you leave, you're never here. Jesus Christ, man. Called him a bald fraud. He went in on The Rock to the point to where I'm like, yeah, let's run this back. Let's get this again at some point. Oh, this is phenomenal. I can't even remember all the things that he said. Then he brings up John Cena. And I love it. It was such a Heenan 96 thing. Heenan buried Hogan for years as a babyface. John Cena, CM Punk, stood against everything John Cena was. And even said, yeah, I kind of like him. Doesn't even matter. But I was right about him. Whew. Said shit a couple times too. This was an iconic CM Punk promo. This is that shit I like. This is the reason why I get excited to watch CM Punk. Now, I will say, he said, I never had the ego to carry around a fake belt. Now, hold on. That could be debated. He did say that, I've never been so desperate to wear a fake title. He did have the real world title with an X over it. And I saw people say, well, he never lost that title. I'm like, yeah, but he started to do that after Ricky Starks pinned him. I'm like, come on now. Come on now. But still, what a promo. And then he calls out Seth Rollins. He said, Becky Lynch, you gotta... And yeah, to be fair, he defended that title. So it wasn't fake in that sense. We ain't seen The Rock defend it. He said, Becky Lynch needs to come get her man. Well, then they end up fighting. Then they fought backstage too. And then Seth Rollins, again, Adam Pearce, from a kayfabe perspective, this man folds to pressure. He's just like, fine. Damn, all right. And sets up a cage match for Madison Square Garden next week. There are often times when you're like, how will they get through the build to WrestleMania? How will they keep it interesting? Whew, boy. What'd Becky say on Twitter? Luis, can you check that out? Jonathan says, what's the chance Roman takes out Seth next week? It's possible. And I am all in on Roman Seth Punk. Seth really messed up Roman. Seth really hates Punk. Punk really hates Seth. And Roman should also really hate Punk. So I think, I don't know, and Ahmed says, what do you think that the part of this will be? DNC Digital says, Punk Seth blow off next week. Roman has beef with Seth in the Rumble stomp. He can be inserted in the Cody Rock deal. Punk was talking about Cena Rock today. Where did Punk Seth Roman go for Mania? I mean, listen, Roman kind of owes, maybe Paul Heyman owes CM Punk one. That's an interesting wrinkle to all that. And Roman was able to team up with Punk that one time, but it's like, man, like they've got a history together. CM Punk did not make life easy for Roman. You're going to have Roman saying, going to make myself look strong at some point. Becky said, catching up to Raw. Don't think I'm the one that needs to come get my man. What? Wow. Oh, on Roxanne and CM Punk wearing burgundy gear on Chamber. Damn. Okay. Is there a chance Punk isn't working Reigns at Mania? It really seems like Rollins and Punk is wrapped up next week. Okay, listen, I just want to say this. There's always a chance. There's always a chance. A lot of things have changed over the last number of months. Like, I mean, CM Punk's opponent has adjusted a number of times. Super Mo says, actually, we just read that one. Vincent says, they need to pivot and do Cody, Punk, Cena, and Mania. It wouldn't make sense for Punk to be involved in that. Wouldn't make sense at all. Mr. Acosta says, rip my shirt off after that Punk segment. Can't wait for next week. I'll be at MSG. Hell yeah, Mr. Acosta. Now all I need is a Roman, a spear, them both, and I'm set. I mean, listen, that is a match that, like, a triple threat match with a real story and a lot of heat. A lot of heat that I want to see. JP or JJP says, I know WWE says they pay attention to everything. Do you think Seth being the one to gift Cena the match against Cody after being Cody's shield last year is something to look back at or no? Right now, I don't think that it is. But I think that eventually, if enough people point that out, it will become something like that, because that is something that WWE is willing to embrace. Something that traditionally Vince McMahon would have said, nobody remembers that and nobody cares. And now the current regime, men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's common. But we are going to provide you with that solution via Hims.com/Fightful. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that all work from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little to 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor's visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment was sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatment to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Fightful. That's Hims.com/Fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/Fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Wouldn't you love to kick back with a great cigar, especially during that cool evening weather? It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch a game, or enjoy a nice evening outside. When it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is the go-to. They've got everything. Whether you're looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoint. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, the biggest selection, and they have unbeatable deals and discounts. And we've got one for you here. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order. They've got fast shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders, $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tap. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Is probably going to embrace that type of stuff more. Judgment Day segment. Raquel says she's going to keep an eye out on the IC title. Rather her just worry about the tag team titles right now. Finn Balor seems bitter. Later on, we get Bron Breakker getting harassed, jumped by Judgment Day. Don't know where that's going long term, but Bron Breakker, Finn Balor is something I'm completely here for. Down for it. Down for it. King of the North, or King North, says WrestleTalk reported earlier today there'll be more swerves in the road to Mania 41. How many do you think we should? Plenty. A number of things that I had already heard for WrestleMania have like adjusted, changed just in the past few months. Like a lot of it's going to change. There are some like pretty wild things that I heard. Like Natalya working Bloodsport's pretty cool and wild. But I mean, I've heard of some like some stuff that might end up emerging fairly soon. Like some surprising people working surprising places. Some of you go, what? How in the hell did that happen? Any chance we get Punk, AJ, Seth, Becky at Mania, and Roman goes with Cody and Cena? Again, it's Cody, Cena, guys. That's it. It is Cody versus Cena at Mania. It has been the plan since November, and unless something drastic changes, it's Cody, Cena. Again, anything's possible, of course, but that's what it's supposed to be. I would love Punk and AJ against Seth and Becky. I would love that. Then Roman Rock would be great. But, I mean, I think that one would be phenomenal. What you pitched, Punk and AJ, Seth and Becky, that would be big time. Big time. Ludwig Kaiser cuts a promo. Penta comes out after he, you know, says he'll beat him down. But that's not what y'all want to talk about regarding that segment. All due respect to Ludwig Kaiser and Penta. Ray Phoenix is officially a free agent, FightfulSelect.com confirmed. FightfulSelect.com, the best $6 a month in the business, or $64 a year. Also reported that WWE has already had wheels in motion for merch for him. Now, obviously, they were talking about bringing him in last year. The plan is still to bring him in. He is coming to WWE. Bianca Belair. Actually, we'll say that towards the end. Let's consolidate those, Luis. We have the Gunther and Otis segment. Gunther comes out. He defeats Otis, by the way. Otis gives him everything that he's got. I wonder if Gunther's pride is going to be his own undoing ahead of WrestleMania. And by that, I mean he's out here having matches that he thinks are going to be squash matches, and he's having legitimate contests with Akira Tozawa and Otis, who is strong as hell. And really, again, Gunther really puts them over by having these types of matches with them. And he also is killing it on the mic. Just having a great time on the microphone is Gunther. Fun match between Gunther and Otis. A-Town Down Under. Or actually, Gunther went and attacked Otis afterwards. Jay tried to make the save. A-Town Down Under is out there as well. They try to lay him out, and Gunther ends up standing tall. This at least gives A-Town Down Under a little something to do. Jay will probably face both of them individually. Don't know where it goes from there, but you do have a little bit of time to buy before WrestleMania. This was fine. This is fine. Get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats, my friends. A reminder, in addition to my Q&A every week, we got a Discord over at FightfulSelect.com where you can ask me questions all the time. AJ Styles is backstage. Oh, my God. So they're asking talent, like, what did you think about the John Cena thing? And, you know, AJ Styles is a guy who is very familiar with with John Cena. And Karrion Kross comes up and he's like, yeah, but it's not that surprising. And I really liked a lot of this because, like, he didn't do anything like mean or terrible to AJ Styles. Like, he isn't attacking him. He came up and hugged him. It's like, it's not that surprising. Maybe you should do the same thing. And AJ's like, you know what? Next week, I'm going to call out Logan Paul in Madison Square Garden. And what I liked was the little nod to the TNA theme. I can't remember, God, what it is specifically, but he made a little nod to a TNA theme as well, which is very funny. But Karrion Kross is like, man, that was easy. Like, good. Glad that I could get this done in a day's work. At what point does Karrion Kross's character get nominated for, like, Booker of the Year at this stage? Phenomenal. Bad Robot says, Karrion Kross becoming more and more of a favorite. He's hilarious. When is he getting in the ring? Appreciate the shout out. Glad you like the name. It's a phenomenal name. Thank you. And Evil Ways was the theme reference, as Luis points out. I was blanking on that. It's been a long week. I think that the Sammy stuff might do that. And by the way, Michael Cole announced Sami Zayn is out indefinitely. It's Ramadan. Good. Glad that they're giving him some time off. That was a brutal match as well. But I think it's going to be something with Sammy. And I've said this. Like, listen, I have been on the Karrion Kross hype train longer than anybody, man. I was putting this guy over years ago, his MLW days, and when he had that banger against Davey Boy Smith Jr. at Bloodsport. Big fan of his. Like him personally, like him professionally. The in-ring style that we've seen and the matches that we've seen haven't been conducive to him getting over, which he hasn't had a lot of long matches. The WrestleMania match, you know, it had the table breaking and all that before it was supposed to. It's a bummer. But I think that Sammy can have a really great match with him and do some really, really entertaining stuff with him. Lyra Valkyria defeated Ivy Nile. Again, I got to preface this by saying I love Ivy Nile personally, professionally, as a performer. She's great. Why do they book this? Good match. I love how weathered Lyra gets in there. A couple things I like. The crowd going, woo, whenever she comes out. Great. Great. Good way to help get them over. And again, she leaves her oxygen tank in the ring. She was exhausted, it looked like. By the end of that, hair everywhere, struggling for the finish. Our good friend Mona. But Ivy Nile was booked to eliminate Lyra out from the Royal Rumble, then booked to lose a top contendership match, then got an IC title shot by attacking the champion. Think about that. What does that say if you are in kayfabe, a WWE wrestler? It says, just attack the Intercontinental Champion, they'll give you a title shot. So now we are looking at a situation of which these are the last singles matches from Ivy Nile. She lost an IC title match. She lost an IC title top contendership match. On Raw, she loses an IC title tournament match. On Speed, she loses a number one contender to the Speed title. By the way, in a singles capacity, she lost the Royal Rumble, which is, you know, another top contendership match. That's five. And way back in November, another singles outfit lost a battle royal for, you guessed it, top contendership to the world title. Now, she's had a couple of main event matches. They don't reference those on TV. They act like they don't count. Why should they count to me? But we are looking at them booking this woman on TV in six consecutive contender or title matches. And I'll still have people say, oh my God, they're just building up defenses for Lyra. They're giving her more defenses. Great. Now book some people to win some goddamn matches to get those defenses. You script the show. You decide who wins and loses. So decide to have this woman win some matches. By the way, American Made, as exciting and as outstanding performers as they have been complete losers in the tag team division. And the title picture. American Made have lost two title matches, by the way. Not saying they needed to or should have won. So, like, we're looking at, like, eight cracks at titles that these two acts have gotten. Ah, it's frustrating. That being said, I was happy to see this performance. Lyra and Ivy had a good one, man. They had a real good one. Vin says, have you started calling Denise Lisa now? Is Trish sticking around? I haven't heard if Trish is sticking around as of yet. I just know that she was supposed to do, obviously, this. The Rock called Denise Lisa, which was adorable. Denise really rolled with it. Denise is a pro. And yeah, Ivy's ankle lock was great. Was phenomenal. Then the Chad Gable thing happened. Ryan says Gable got a box of those Lucha Underground contracts from El Rey. He's walking around trying to find somebody, and he ends up paying a gentleman $500 for something. I think it's going to be a mask. That's what I think it'll be. But this was straight up Lucha Underground. That's what this was. Full on Lucha Underground. But this dude got scammed. See, Jay Grell say, bro, got scammed. He did. The dude got scammed. Completely scammed. He should have paid in crypto. What was this? I don't know. But it was harmless. It was fun. I think he's going to come out with a mask. Tio Horacio hustled him, said Demon Diva. Oh, God. Dude, for sure. Like, Chad Gable, for sure, went to local court days and bought bootleg DVDs that somebody filmed with a camcorder. Man. What if it's an El Generico mask? That would be great. That'd be wonderful. Was Cody's eye face injured after the Travis slap? I have not heard that. I see a lot of people asking about that, but I haven't necessarily heard that. I'll tell you what I have heard, though. NordVPN.com/Fightful is the best way to watch Monday Night Raw. I'll tell you why. Like, listen, there are a bunch of interview segments, like with Bayley, that I got to see because I subscribed to NordVPN.com/Fightful. And you might say, Sean, why do you get that and not me? That's because I can change my virtual location with just one click. So I change my VPN to the UK. I just log into my Netflix and I've got access to WWE Raw without commercials. And Netflix is remarkably chill about a VPN. They just want you to subscribe. Now, that's not it. NXT, SmackDown, PLEs, you can watch all of them on your Netflix subscription with NordVPN.com/Fightful. And right now, with our deal, you get a big savings plus 4 months extra and a 30-day money-back guarantee. This will save you money. If you buy a lot of pay-per-views, whether it be wrestling, UFC, bare-knuckle boxing, boxing in general,
you can get them at a much more affordable price by changing your virtual location, getting them for the UK prices as well. But that's far from it. It works on all of your operating systems and devices. I've got it on my phone. I've got it on my router over there, my desktop. I've got it on my Surface Pro as well. It's a good time, man. Available on all your devices, and they've got a lot of other options like password managers, file encryption tools. And if you're saying, well, I don't know if I'll be able to use this, trust me, I was in your boat. I used to be the person that would say, you know what? I'll never let technology pass me by. Well, it did. Having a great time trying to use my Cam Link with a DSLR camera or camcorder without it turning off. Anybody wants to help me with that? That'd be appreciated. But with NordVPN, they got 24/7 tech support. So if you got a problem with their service, they got you covered. NordVPN.com/Fightful. LWO promo. We're getting a tornado tag between Dragon Lee and Ray against New Day next week. I'm here for it. Maybe Gable reaches out to Ray Phoenix to help him. I feel like you got to bring in Ray Phoenix as a babyface, man. He's going to be loved. Loved. Mr. Right Way, hit me up. I saw your message the other day, by the way. I promise you, I was just traveling. I'm going to get back to you. War Raiders defeated the Creed Brothers. Now, listen, the path to get here, Creed Brothers barely on TV, not winning matches. Don't like that. Them getting a match after getting DQ'd, don't like that. But the match that happened, boy, do I ever love. Because these four are just performers. The things that they were able to do in the ring are not things that should be physically capable for people of that size. Freaks of nature, all of them. Moonsault from Ivar, 450 from Brutus. His feet still hit a little bit before, but still looks good. And then Julius Creed doing one of the best shooting star presses you have ever seen. My God, this guy. We need bangers. We need slappers. We need humpers in the ring for this tag team division. And that's what they're doing. Incredible match. Great finish. I do wonder what this will mean for Chad Gable as he comes back with whatever he's going through, because American Made were supposed to have gold and none of them do. In fact, all of them, you could argue, have been remarkably less successful since joining up. So how will they handle that? I mean, Gable has coached two losing teams at this point. John, I saw that you sent a super chat. So any word on the Wyatts? I saw it reported that Bo Dallas is cleared from his undisclosed injury. I can't speak to that, but I can tell you that they were off TV because of an injury to one. Or I would say because one of the talent were sidelined. I don't want to say injury because I don't know that it was an injury. But I was told that Alexa, having not been around for a while, didn't like affect their plans or anything. It didn't like drastically change them, I should say. Bianca does an interview saying a bunch of stuff that you would expect a guilty person to say. So Jade coming right after Naomi the other night, revealing that Naomi was the attacker. I'm interested because she didn't hang around for Bianca. Did you see the reaction video of Bianca in the chamber as it happens? It is exactly what it sounds like when you're watching like a street fight video and somebody's screaming like, stop, stop, stop. No, like one of those. She nailed it. She was incredible. We're losing her to Hollywood for sure. We're lucky to have her right now. Let's just embrace it. So she's ringside. It ends up costing Rhea Ripley the match. A shocker. Will Chisholm says, the show tonight. Wow, great main event. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I'm going to ask our moderator, Luis, to chop these up a little bit into like ones that suit each other a little bit well. Like what's going to be for Mania and all that stuff and stuff about the finish or the match or any of that. Like Pat's fan says, shouldn't have Rhea won by DQ and Bianca shoved her. I see that as the reason they make that a triple threat at Mania. Yeah, she should have been DQ'd. She should have been. But maybe that's, you know, not enough for a referee's discretion, but it's not something that Rhea Ripley's going to complain about. Rhea Ripley, as a babyface, should kind of own up to it. Now, I'll say this. I don't know if Bianca will go heel at this stage. I don't know if you need a heel at this stage. You have three personalities that just kind of play off each other. I do like that this does forevermore make you go, oh, okay, these aren't foregone conclusions. Like, Io is not an afterthought. And our good friend and former co-host of the Raw post-show, Ibu, hey, he called this. He was calling this when he was on the air with us in January. He was saying, yeah, man, triple threat. That's the move. That's the way to go. He was on the money. I think that's the direction. John says, do they go triple threat or does Rhea fight Becky? But we've seen that before, right? We've seen them do that. Cyclops wins, then a Bianca Rhea feud on to next Mania. I'm selfish and I want this now. I am so Veruca Salt about this. Like, I want Bianca and Rhea now. And I love Io. I want her to succeed. I don't know. I mean, I know that Rhea and Bianca was the plan as of January. The week I was in Vegas? Yeah. K775 says, is Io Bianca the match or do they work Rhea in? I think they'll work Rhea in. In fact, I'm not necessarily convinced that it won't still be Rhea versus Bianca. And maybe Io's involved in something else. And I'll say, this is just a prediction. It's not me reporting anything. You got the hiccups now. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Jay Miller says, today's my 37th birthday, and I'm stunned EO won. Well, first off, happy birthday, Jay Miller. I was shocked, too. And EO was shocked as well, like, based on her reaction. That was such a good moment. Such a good reaction. Such good camera work associated with that as well. Dream Ninja says, given their adorable friendship, I got to believe Rhea loved putting Io over. Io and Rhea are my two favorite wrestlers right now. I mean, I've always heard that Rhea is like one of the easier wrestlers to work with, very confident in herself and her ability to stay over. She knows she's bulletproof. She knows. Rafael Garcia says, happy for Io. There will never be a time I'm not happy for Io. Don't think the ends justify the means because it resets the counter of days where the prospect of triple threat hasn't come up. Also, imagine if that old man was just Chavo. It'd be funny. I do want to know who the old man is. I don't know if we'll ever find out, but I do want to know who the old man is. Like, I feel like that's an important part of this. Yeah, Rafael, I don't like them doing a triple threat unless it's something where the audience is like, damn, we want a triple threat. Like when they added Bryan Danielson to the Batista Orton thing, they needed to add that. Io was great. They didn't need to add her because she can stand on her own. She makes whatever she's involved with better usually. But like, listen, if we get Rhea, Bianca, Io as a triple threat, like I'm not gonna sit here and complain about that. Ryan says Io versus Vakura for the belt at SummerSlam. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? You're going to get a lot of, like, when Stephanie and Julia start to come up, going to get a lot of fresh matches. They need women to be called up and then immediately treated as a big deal, sort of like what they're doing with Roxanne. Top 5 Jay says, love the post-show, guys. That main event ending made no sense. Got to be a triple threat coming. Yeah, I am far more willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. Crazy 101 says Sky Blue says she's not cleared yet. Yep, that's what Fightful reported. Not cleared by AEW doctors as of yet. But yeah, I know that she wanted to come back much earlier. Wanted to. She's a tough girl. Crazy 101 says off topic, where you see Tekla going, WWE or AEW? I can see her going to either. I think AEW is a more likely option right now. There's a lot of eyes on her right now, though. Guys, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats, heading down the home stretch. Again, I'm so glad to have Bet Online back. We had a lock pick this weekend. Trish and Tiffany Stratton. I'll be giving you guys AEW Revolution betting odds all throughout this week as well. Excited for that show, man. Can't wait for that show. I'll be here Sunday night talking with you guys about AEW Revolution, which is a humper of a card. Cog CG says EO just casually being the GOAT since NXT means this is no surprise to me. Any combination of EO Rhea Bianca match is going to hump. Don't want to talk about Cena. I'm trying to be happy. So the Cena thing, and again, I don't want to try to gloss over your EO Rhea Bianca thing, but I feel like I've said it. With Cena, here's how I look at it. He is getting cheered when he's going away. Why would he not feel some type of way about that after the crowd rejected him for so long? And the audience is one of those things where I think a lot of people are happy and excited and intrigued to see what John Cena does as a heel, but he has also developed, the word equity is used a lot, not just with his character on screen, but him as a person that a lot of people are like, even though I'm very excited to see this and it's very cool, I'm also going to be willing to boo you. I'm going to be willing to help you do your job in that way. You know what I mean? Like when I go to a wrestling show and I play a heel, like I don't want my wife, my friends, anybody cheering me. I want them booing me. I think that's how the audience is going to treat John Cena. I think they're going to look at it and they're going to say, you know what? I respect you enough to where I am very excited about how cool this finally is happening, but I'll boo you. N. Simmons says, interesting favorite part was Bianca's face at the end, like it was part of her plan. Not mad at the triple threat. So Bianca, Rhea needs a better build. The reason why specifically I was into Rhea Bianca is because I think that it could main event a WrestleMania. Do I think that it would main event this WrestleMania? Probably not, but it could. And I think that them having a singles match is worthy of a WrestleMania main event. Because, you know, post Horsewoman era, you wondered how long WWE could rely on them. Listen, Mercedes left. They have rode Bayley till I wouldn't even say the wheels fall off, because she's still going full speed, as good as ever. Becky took time off. Mercedes left. Charlotte had a year off. So you had to have the next ups. Liv stepped up big time. EO stepped up big time. And then you had Rhea and Bianca just go into a different stratosphere, right? And I always thought that they could like main event a WrestleMania. Especially after I've seen Bianca do it so well twice. Just incredibly. Guys, I want to thank you all so much. If you're not, please leave a thumbs up on this video. And I will beg of you humbly. Please check out our MJF interview video. It is on the videos tab. We also posted the pressers, including John Cena mic dropping. We posted the media day stuff last week. I posted the footage of John Cena's heel turn from the media box as well, if you ever wondered what that looked like. But I'm done traveling. I'll say this. I'm done flying for a little while. This is my last flight in likely quite some time, quite a few months. But I want to say it was lovely meeting a lot of you in Toronto, as always. I think my next trip is Squared Circle Expo. Beyond the Bell tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. Andrew and Rich, the dudes. If you don't check out In the Weeds every morning, check it out on Fightful Overbooked in Simmons. I believe I read your chat. Nope. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Didn't I just read this? I just read it in Simmons. You're greedy. As far as it being a part of her plan, I hope so. But I mean, if you're EO, why would you not give Rhea a rematch? Because Rhea gave you a match as well off of a loss, even though she caused it. Oh, man. He says you read it, but you didn't address it. you know, that's fair. No. That's fair. I want to give you your money's worth. By God, we are over at FightfulSelect.com. I appreciate you, N. Simmons. I am back here on Wednesday for the hump. Very excited for that. I'll be here for the post-AEW show. I'll be around here all the damn time for a while. I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of sick of traveling. Kind of sick of getting out there, doing a lot more in-person interviews or virtual interviews. But I'll be here for a lot of post shows. I'll be popping in on a lot of the SmackDown post shows and stuff like that. Thank you guys so much. We're out.